Staining Alive with Rita Steele, thanks to Kraft Homes, Homestar approved practitioners.
We've actually got Jill from Refill NZ on the phone. Are you there, Jill?
Yes, I am. Hi there.
All the way from Wellington.
Oh, yes, and it's sunny and warm here.
Oh, fantastic. It's sunny and warm up here as well, which
is also
good.
Hey, guys, it's not a competition, all right?
No, of course not.
Now, Jill, just for those that don't know, tell us a little bit about Refill NZ and how you sort of started on that journey.
Okay, I started on the journey because I was back in the UK where I'm from a long time ago, and I worked on contract on a plastic pollution campaign in Bristol, which was run by an outfit who had set up Refill in the UK. So I've also obviously travelled quite a bit, and I've been pretty horrified in the last few years by the amount of plastic I see on beaches, even in places you wouldn't expect it, like uninhabited islands on Tonga. I was there recently and the beaches had so much plastic, and looking, I collected quite
that
a
sucks.
Bit of it up, and a lot of it was obviously washed up from overseas.
I actually spent a little time in the Caribbean, and I've been to Rarotonga not that long ago, and I have to say it's a lot better than it is over there. I mean, Rarotonga you might not have been, I just thought it was kind of unfucked, you know what I mean? So if we can kind of keep it that way, it'd be great.
Unfortunately, because these islands are all in the middle of the Pacific,
right? The collection
and the
points.
Way the currents go,
yeah.
I think a whole heap washes up on them,
right?
That is nothing to do with them, basically. So it just shows the extent of the problem. You know, a small country in the middle of the Pacific has still got all this plastic washed up on its shores, and I mean, it's far worse, of course, in Southeast Asia, and a lot of that's just they've got an awful lot of people in Southeast Asia. And then Sustainable Coastlines, who are up in Auckland, they do regular beach cleanups, and I believe plastic bottles are, and plastic bottle tops are in the top five items they find on beaches, and that's in Aotearoa.
It's not just about washing up on beaches. I see some stats on your website that 1 in 3 turtles have eaten marine plastic and 90% of seabirds.
Yeah, so that's the latest research. I try and keep on top of it because all this research keeps coming out all the time. Yes, it is. And they even now think, so there was some very recent research, this gets even worse, by the way.
Okay.
In the Pacific, 97% of fish species sampled contain microplastics. So there's a very high chance if you go and eat your fish and chips, you'll be eating some plastic.
That's pretty grim. That sucks.
Yes, I just thought I'd throw that
in. Of course. Now, Refill NZ, so you, what are you promoting? You're promoting...
what we're saying is tap water is fine to drink in New Zealand.
Tap water.
Do not have to buy bottled water.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, please don't. Just carry a bottle around with you and refill it at a tap. Now, we recognise that finding a water fountain can be very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So we've collaborated with several hundred cafes, other businesses, tourist information, tourist places who have water available and are quite happy for people just to pop in and refill for free without feeling obliged to buy something.
So is there a sticker or how do I find out?
A sticker goes in their window,
A
round sticker with Refill NZ written on it. They've also got a poster they can put up, but we insist that the sticker goes in the window so that when you're just wandering past, it's easy to see. We've got a location-based map on our website, which we keep up to date probably every second day. New refill sites go up on there. And we were lucky to get an awesome volunteer to build us an Apple app. We don't have an Android one yet, mainly because we haven't got the money. But it will be going on someone else's app very soon in Android. So that means if you're into apps and you're wandering around,
who is it?
You'll be able to find one near where you are.
Who doesn't like having to muck around a little app?
So it's quite a simple app to use. You can type in where you want to find one and it will come up, and then it will show you how to get there, just like Google.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Now, this is just so I can fill up my own water bottle, preferably a stainless steel water bottle, which I carry around with me the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind what you refill, actually, mm-hmm. as long as it's reusable.
Yes. So, and you've got another crazy stat that we throw out. Is it like 170 bottles per head of population annually?
Yeah.
170 plastic bottles.
Yeah, this is, I must admit, a bit of an estimate based on overseas research, because in actual fact, nobody in New Zealand keeps accurate waste data.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not really accurate waste data. So I think Auckland looks like it does a fairly good job, but we don't actually know throughout the whole country how much of anything we throw away, which is why the government's just had a consultation document out, because we need to change that, because if we don't, if we can't measure it, well, it's a bit of a waste of time. So this is kind of an estimate, but it's probably fairly accurate. If you take into account all the soft drink everybody buys, and they're all in single-use plastic bottles, it's not just bottled water, it's all the Cokes and the Pepsis and everything else. Orange drink, whatever. Mm. They all come, 90-odd% of them, in single-use plastic bottles.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you've got a petition before Parliament, but you've got a petition up on change.org. What's your petition sort of hoping to do?
Basically, we want water fountains in 50% of parks, sports fields, and children's playgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
Because there just is a real shortage of fountains where people actually want. So it's refill to play. And so research was done 2018 by Otago University. They looked at Auckland, Wellington, and the lower North Island, and found that as few as 1 in 5 children's playgrounds had water fountains, and in some cases less than 1 in 10 in parks. And even where there are water fountains, often they're not very hygienic. I recently went to one of the big sports fields in Wellington and took a picture of the so-called drinking fountain, and I doubt if anybody actually drinks out of it, because it's pretty disgusting.
Okay. What sort of investment do you think the government would need to make to put a water fountain in every park?
It's going to have to be mainly over to the local councils, because it's the local councils that have legislated to supply drinking water. Now, obviously, some of the local councils are going to balk at this, but this is pretty much a basic infrastructure. It's up there with sewage and water pipes and everything. I mean, it's not some fancy new conference centre. This is pretty basic stuff.
Yeah.
And it's kind of has two positive outcomes, one of which is less plastic pollution, less single-use plastic bottles, and also it's going some way to lessen the amount of sugar that people drink and, you know,
fizzy
drink.
If they do put them in, I have to say it does help if there's one for filling up the bottles and one for just having a straight drink, because some people filling up a bottle, one, can't do it with a normal drinking thing. It's quite, it's annoying, and it can take a long time as well. It looks like they're wasting quite a lot of water doing it.
So a lot of the new fountains,
there's
a really cool company in New Zealand that does some really lovely ones. They have a two kind of spout thing, one for bottles and one for just drinking out of. Sweet. And that's basically what we really need. I mean, some of the really old ones, you know, they're 90 or 100 years old. Nobody wanders around with water bottles then, so they're just pretty basic.
Yeah. Well, there's also a good trick that I've noticed is when people wedge a little bit of bark right into the delivery of the water thing, and then when people turn it on, it tends to spray across the footpath a little bit. Have you guys seen that? Have you seen that, John?
No,
I haven't seen that.
It's happened to me, and I'll tell you what, it's not pleasant.
Is that to cool you down during the summer?
And that kind of brings me to my next point of we sometimes just aren't allowed nice things because we're jerks. Hey.
Yeah, God, we don't have to be jerks.
That's true.
Now, Jill, if people want to check out more about Refill, they can find you online, refillnz.org.nz.
Correct.
And the petition?
Petition's under, I just put it up today on our website, so it's under Get Involved.
The easiest way to find it.
From there, because The URL for the change.org one is incredibly long.
Yeah.
So, and it's also, we've got up on our Facebook page, there's a link to the petition as well.
We've
so
got
go
fantastic
website,
water quality.
Page. And you'll be able to get to it. Easier from the Facebook page.
This makes perfect sense because we've got such good water quality in this country, so we should just be drinking what we have.
I found out at a conference I went to last year, somebody from the soft drink industry proudly got up and said how bottled water sales had increased by 25% in the last 2 years.
Mm.
And that's just in New Zealand. And I thought, great, so we've got 25% more plastic bottles floating around. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Because really all you're buying is the plastic bottle because the water's free. And I think overseas, nearly 50% of bottled water is just tap water anyway.
I see people cruising around with, like, you know, branded bottled water, and I just think, you idiot.
I know.
I really do. 100%. It's so crazy. Like, I think milk is cheaper than water in some places, and you go into the dairy.
How the fuck does that work when you think about
like the damage that it's doing to the country?
It's so weird. And at the airport in Wellington, if you want to buy bottled water, it's $5 for a 600 ml bottle of water. I mean, that is more than petrol.
It's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy.
And everybody complains about petrol, and there they go and
buy half
a litre of water.
Totally.
Why the petrol?
Totally. Yeah, no, it's almost laughable if it wasn't so sad.
Actually, 4 times the price of petrol. Mm. So it is silly, but it's called marketing, and the soft drink companies, who also produce a bottle of water on the whole, spend an awful lot of money convincing everyone that they've got to buy either bottled water or...
Yeah.
Some fancy version of bottled water. I loved earlier on late last year, Coca-Cola Company were advertising this energy water that all it's got in it is vitamin B. Well, any biologist will tell you that vitamin B on its own is not an energy source. But people believe it. So it's a bit of a worry, really. Mm. Or you drink lots of things like Powerade and consume vast quantities of sugar that you probably didn't need.
Well, let's leave Powerade out of this because blue Powerade is delicious. But moving on, it's in a plastic bottle, so screw the image.
All right. Hey, Jill from Refill NZ, thank you very much for chatting to us this afternoon. Head along to refillnz.org.nz to find out more.
Thanks, mate. Keep up the good work.
Thanks for talking.
Cheers.
Awesome. Bye.
That was Sustaining Alive on 95BFM. Thanks to Kraft Homes, Homestar approved practitioners. Go to krafthomes.co.nz.